Good morning, and God bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Today I have a little surprise for you. People often give a preview of a book they're writing, and I'm writing one, just finishing it up, called Light 'Em Up, which is a sports term about going for your opponent coming out a winner. And the byline is Rediscovering the Light of Christ Inside You. So today we're going to share from chapter 5 called The Joy of Kingdom Living or Skydiving for the Soul. Life's biggest adventure isn't climbing Mount Everest, launching a $1 million company, or even traveling the world. Life's greatest adventure is truly getting to know God, really know Him, and learning how to fully use the incredible potential He has placed inside of you. That's it. That's the greatest quest in life. The one adventure that never gets old, never runs out of fuel, and turns every ordinary day into something electric. I call it skydiving for the soul. Because when you decide to live for Jesus and walk by the Spirit, your life stops being a cautionary walk on the sidewalk and becomes a bold wind in your face, exhilarating free fall into God's purpose and plan. Every morning is a new jump. Every challenge is an opportunity to pull the ripcord of faith and watch God do what only He can do. 2 Corinthians 5:7 puts it this way. We walk by faith and not by sight. This means that we live according to the Word of God, not according to what we see, feel, think, or what other people tell us. How can that not be a great adventure? That is so out of the box. When you live by faith, you are constantly stepping out into a place of trust, faith. You're leaping from the open door of an airplane, leaving a predictable, normal life and free-falling into a whole new realm of kingdom living. There's an old saying, when you step off the mountain for God, only two things can happen. He will catch you, or He will teach you how to fly. No more dragging through life feeling alone, empty, or stuck. Instead, you are filled to the brim with God's presence, power, and peace. It's not always comfortable, but man, oh man, is it electric. Woohoo! What a joy! God created you. He literally invented life. So doesn't it make sense that He's the only one who knows how to guide you into the absolute best version of yourself? Most people have heard Maslow's pyramid of self-actualization. He affirmed the lifelong human drive to become one's truest, fullest self. He was onto something, but He didn't have the whole picture. Jesus, who always spoke radical truth, put it this way. Whoever wants to save their old life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for Me will find it, Matthew 16:25. The real path to your highest potential is not found by climbing a human ladder of self-effort. It is found by diving headfirst into the kingdom of God, living supernaturally instead of superficially, and developing a true friendship with the One who designed you. Maslow's pyramid lists 5 steps: physical needs, safety, love and belonging, self-esteem, and finally, at the pinnacle, self-actualization. Who are you really born to be? Here's the deal. God has already provided the real answers for you in Christ. But they run completely counter to what the world says is true. For physical needs, the world says, work your head off, compromise your principles, hustle, 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 and look out for number one. But Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, put your time and effort there, and all these things shall be added to you. Number two, safety and security. The world says, protect yourself, live for yourself, build your own walls, and trust no one. Well, Jesus said, In me you shall have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I've overcome the world. Number three, for love and belonging, the world says, chase relationships, earn acceptance, and find your own self-worth in who chooses to be with you? Really? But Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Number four, for self-esteem, the world says, build yourself up, believe in yourself, and let no one tell you that you're not enough. Well, that sounds pretty good. But Jesus said, self-esteem comes from knowing me. So deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me, because apart from me, you can do nothing of true importance. Wow. Number five, for self-actualization, becoming your highest self, the world says, strive, achieve, and realize your own potential. But Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That was Jesus' version of self-actualization. It's not achieved by grasping, promoting, or protecting yourself, but by surrendering self fully to Him. The old you, the old self, is dead. So the real you, the one that God designed, the new man, the Christ in you, when we let go of the old, we can truly live. We must go to the words of God to find out how that works. Not the world. The world is what messed us up in the first place. Only Jesus can show us the true way of life, success, inner peace, genuine self-esteem, and self-actualization. At the top of God's pyramid, self-actualization becomes something far greater, Christ-actualization, becoming everything God dreamed you could be when He formed you from the womb. Yep, that's skydiving for the soul, putting off the old life dictated by the five senses and leaping into the heavenly realm of walking by the Spirit. The real you. You're a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. And the most powerful part of you, your spirit, is invincible and invisible. That is the real you. Under the new covenant, your spirit is the home address of God Himself. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? You don't have to beg God to show up for you. He already lives in you. Many Christians still point upward when asked, where is God? But kids point to their hearts. They instinctively know where God lives. Inside. This book is your fun, practical instruction manual for tapping into the treasure already in you. You have a full-time, unlimited connection to the kingdom of heaven and all its resources. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. The adventure of truly knowing God and unlocking your God-given potential is the ultimate self-actualization. The very best version of who you were born to be, the new you. Are you ready to take the leap? Ready to go skydiving with Jesus? Let's do it! Keys to pulling the ripcord is living by the Spirit. Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 3 say, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Nations will come to your light. What a comfort in this day and time. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. This has been God's plan from in the beginning, that you would shine, that your life would draw people like a beacon of light, because something supernatural radiates from within you. This life-altering gift was promised through the Old Testament and exploded onto the scene in the first century church. That's why the book of Acts reads like an action movie. Signs, miracles, wonders, and quote, ordinary, quote, believers doing extraordinary things. For the first time in history, every believer who accepted Jesus as Lord was filled with God's Spirit from head to toe. Wow! Paul was given the privilege to reveal a secret that Jesus ushered in, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. Jesus modeled kingdom living every day. One day he's healing a woman at the well, the next raising a son from the dead, the next feeding 5,000 with two happy meals, or calming a raging storm with words, peace be still. That is skydiving for the soul. And that same power is in you and me right now. He held the keys to the more abundant life, and he passed those keys of authority onto you. Our Father announced the Jesus revolution long ago in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to bestow on them a crown of beauty for ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called the oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. That's talking about you. That's genuine self-actualization. Jesus stood up in Nazareth and read those very words to those people who'd grown up with him from Isaiah. And then did a mic drop. Pink! Today, he said, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Luke 4:21. He was saying, look, I'm here. The Passover lamb is standing right in front of you. The light of the world has arrived. I am the Messiah. As a 75-year-old woman who has lived through decades of world chaos, I can assure you, humanity is crying out for real solutions. And those solutions are found in Jesus. The power of light always defeats the power of darkness. What was lost in Adam has been regained, and then some. That's why I picture walking by the Spirit like a parachute jump. You're standing in the open door of that perfectly good airplane, i.e. your old comfortable habits, and do the craziest thing you've ever done. You jump into a heavenly realm and take the leap because you have faith in your parachute, because now it's Jesus. That's exactly what became evident on the day of Pentecost. God moved from dwelling among his people to living inside them. The Holy Spirit came to stay permanently. That is genuine self-actualization, brought to you by Jesus Christ. The Great Exchange. The moment you accept Jesus as Lord, a glorious exchange takes place. You put off the old man and put on the new you, Christ in you. Ephesians 4:22, that you put off concerning the former conduct. It's a way of conduct, a way of thinking, the old man, and be renewed in the spirit, the attitude, the life of your mind. Living by the flesh brings chaos. Living by the Spirit brings life and peace. And all this comes to you by grace, 100% free, 99%. Jesus paid the price. Now it's your choice to walk in it. Right now, you are a new creation. The old you is dead. Why wag around a dead weight, a corpse? The new you is eternal, righteous, justified, and filled with Holy Spirit, a partaker of the divine nature. Living the new way is a learning curve, but you can do it. Growing up in Christ calls for grace and humility. My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ be formed in you. What a beautiful admonition. What a beautiful encouragement. As you lay down your old ways, God gently teaches you how to mature as his sons and daughters. You learn to depend on him daily, listen to his voice, and trust him more than yourself. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Just like any child, you have to learn how to walk before you can run. There's a lot of falling down in the beginning, so be patient with yourself. Because the first giant step is letting go of selfishness and deciding, I'm going to love like Jesus. That's a big step. Love gives you the courage to walk your own path, no longer intimidated by what others expect from you or man's accolades, but what does Jesus say? Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in love. Grow up in all things in him who is the head. The humble heart is the growing heart. The more grace we receive, the more Jesus is seen living through us. A treasure in earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The glorious treasure of Christ lives inside your ordinary body. God placed his unlimited power in weak containers on purpose, so everyone will know the power is from God and not us. Your weakness doesn't disqualify you. It highlights his strength. God warned in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You can't use what you don't know you have. That's why these truths matter. You don't have to be special or highly educated. God chooses the weak things of the world to shame the puffed up. Friend, you don't have to window shop for blessings anymore. Your daddy owns the whole store, and he's given you carte blanche. Lack of understanding how to live by the Spirit has robbed the church of billions of miracles, healings, and victories. You can't use what you don't know you have. That's why these truths matter so much. You don't have to be special or highly educated. God chose you. The bigger point. Jesus did not come to affirm the respectable religious crowd in their self-righteousness. He came for the people who knew they were messed up and needed help. The one society, and especially the religious establishment, looked down upon. The pattern still challenges people today. It's easier to hang out with clean or correct than with messy, embarrassing, or the politically or religious incorrect. The tax collectors and sinners Jesus worked with them weren't celebrated in their sin. Jesus called them to repentance and transformation. He met them where they were, ate with them, and offered them grace instead of condemnation and judgment. And for those who had a hungry heart, he showed them the path of life. The heart of the gospel is grace. That meets people in their mess, not after they've cleaned up. That's how Jesus led so many to repentance. I have a saying that I made up years ago. Everyone loves a winner, but we love people into being winners. Did you know that God has never had a bad thought about you? Jesus has never had a bad thought about you? They only see your spirit man, and it's perfect. God loves you just the way you are, but He loves you too much to let you stay that way. When you start looking at yourself through the eyes of God, you let go of your past, you clean out the attic of your mind, and now have room to store God's thoughts about you. In other words, you receive the gifts of God with the attitude of, go and sin no more. What a lovely, joyful way to live. What wonderful good news. Your Heavenly Father doesn't give you the kingdom reluctantly. He gives it to you with joy. It delights His heart to hand over His royal resources, power, and authority to you, because you're now His beloved child, part of His royal family. You don't have to beg, strive, or earn God's promises. You only need to believe. Here is a big truth that has been lost but is now found. The kingdom of God is not a future reward. It is your present inheritance. Too many of God's children are waiting for paradise to enjoy His peace, His presence, and His joy. But you also have the honor to enjoy all of that now. The King of Glory is thrilled to give you His presence, His provision, His righteousness, His peace, His power now. Stop living like a beggar and start living like a son or daughter who has already received the blessings of the kingdom. Your Father is pleased, delighted, overjoyed to give it all to you because 1 John 3:2 says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God. God spoke to Moses from a burning bush and declared His name, His very nature, I am that I am. God knows exactly who He is. He's the self-existing one, the one who has no beginning and no end. Now the burning question is, what is your I am? How do you identify yourself deep in your heart determines the entire course of your life. Every successful self-help book echoes these ancient spiritual truths. The way you see yourself, the world, and God will ultimately shape your destiny. So what is your I am? If the dominant voice in your heart says, I'm a loser, I'm weak, I'm a failure, I'm unworthy, then that is exactly what will show up in your life. But when you truly believe and declare, I am a child of God, I am deeply loved, I am more than a conqueror through Christ, I am righteous, blessed, and highly favored, then victory, peace, joy, and blessings will manifest in your life. This I am principle is an unchanging spiritual law. It works for everyone, believer and unbeliever alike. Just as surely as gravity, it cannot be broken. Right now, you're a beloved son or daughter of the Most High God. You carry kingdom power inside you. You have direct unbroken access to the hotline of heaven because the Holy Spirit lives in you permanently. The only question that matters is this. Do you believe it? God has placed tremendous treasure inside of you. His Spirit, His gifts, His power, His authority. He didn't give them to you to hide or sit on. He gave them to you to use. Matthew 25:29. For to everyone who has, that means using what they have, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from he who does not use what he has, even what he has will be taken away. That is a powerful kingdom principle of use it or lose it. What you use, you multiply. What you don't use, you lose. The stewards in the parable who had used what their Lord had placed under their stewardship were praised and rewarded. The one who buried his talent out of fear lost even that which he had. The joy of change. I don't know about you, but when all is said and done, I don't want to live a life that makes no real difference for good on this earth. If we truly want to live the best life possible, Doesn't it make sense to go to the inventor of life himself? To wake up each day and ask him for his instructions? The things that matter in this life are not the things which we can see, hear, smell, taste, or touch. It's the eternal things that are invisible. Yet when we live this new life in Christ correctly, something beautiful happens. Every decision we make in our heart, every order we follow from heaven, every act of faith releases the invisible realm into the visible. Those choices show up on earth as signs, miracles, and wonders, as acts of love, kindness, and compassion. These are the things that never fail, that are eternal. One day, when we stand before our Maker, we will be rewarded in paradise for everything we did according to His Word. Everything else, the works of ego and flesh, they're going to be burned up like dust in the wind. The main things in life are not, quote, out there. They are within you. The kingdom of God is not a distant place. It is a heavenly dimension of consciousness, the very presence and rule of God inside you. And we manifest it every time we live in the flow of His voice. If I had only one message to give the whole world, it would be this. You are loved by God more than you know. You are important to God and have His full attention. You matter so much. Christ died for you. This invitation is to saint and sinner alike. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, you are the reason God created the heavens and earth, because He wanted a family whom He could love and would love Him in return. Surrender daily to the Christ who lives within you. Walk boldly in the power that is already yours through Him. Let that reality sink deep into your heart until it becomes how you see yourself. Not someday, but now. That is how you light them up. How you share your light with others. How you glorify your Father in heaven. This is how you take down the enemy and win. It all starts in your own mind, then moves to your home, your city, and then to the world, just like the book of Acts. What incredible joy to discover that the kingdom of light is already within you. Recognize it, awaken to it, surrender to it, enjoy it, and watch as miracles become your new normal because heaven flows freely through a, quote, ordinary child of God like you. And you can go skydiving for the soul anytime you choose. That's the end of chapter 5, which is coming soon. New book by me, Pastor Peg Yarbrough, and watch for its release date on our website, locm.org, Light of Christ Ministries, locm.org. Look for updates. And very soon it will be launched on Amazon in book, Kindle, and Audible. So God bless you. Check it out. Buy a few copies, one to read or several to share with people that need help. Let God bless you for your giving. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time to share this little bit of my new book with these beautiful people in our church first. May have some changes by the time it reaches the press, but this is 99% there. And I hope they've gotten blessed on the inside from all these wonderful truths that we'll continue to share with the world to light them up, show them the way by being a light on the hill and not cover ourselves with a bushel basket, but let our light so shine that we may glorify God who is in heaven. Amen, amen, amen. Love you guys. You're the best.